We are starting the week with winter weather. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Monday, October 26th, 2020. I'll have that. Plus, Governor Stitt is letting tribal gaming compacts stand, and Epic makes changes to its finances. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
You rely on KOSU for essential news and information every single day, whether it's a historic day or just an ordinary day. We are here for you. Now be here for us. Become a sustaining member at kosu.org.
The National Weather Center has upgraded alerts to an ice storm warning for central, northern, and western Oklahoma through Wednesday. Forecasters are expecting ice accumulations up to half an inch, while some places could see as much as an inch of ice. Expect power outages and widespread tree damage because of the ice. Travel is strongly discouraged, but if you must, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. Health officials report 4 new deaths from COVID-19 and more than 1,000 new cases. The death toll in the state is now 1,249, and there are currently 924 Oklahomans hospitalized with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 infections. The state health department reports there are nearly 16,000 active cases of the virus in Oklahoma. Over the past week, our state has averaged nearly 1,400 new cases, along with 11 deaths per day. Governor Stitt won't appeal a court order finding compacts between the state and the tribes renewed on January 1st of this year. A district court judge handed down the ruling in late July, putting an end to a months-long dispute between several tribes and the governor. Stitt maintains these compacts were negotiable and was asking for a higher percentage of exclusivity rates tribes pay to the state. Earlier this year, Stitt entered into gaming agreements with 4 other tribes deemed invalid by the Oklahoma Supreme Court. The state's largest virtual charter school is making changes to its financial situation. State Impact's Robbie Korth brings us more.
For the first time since the scathing investigative audit's results were announced, Epic took corrective action. In a Wednesday meeting, Epic's school board passed a resolution that changes a number of issues identified in the report. Epic will no longer freely transfer funds between the school districts that make up the charter behemoth and will hire a new encumbrance clerk to oversee district financials. The moves come after a legislative panel discussed the auditor's report and possible changes to state law that could come as a result. Previously, Epic has been asked to repay $11.2 million to the State Department of Education for misreporting finances, face the beginning of a process to terminate its contract with the state, and been the subject of a new special counsel probe by the Attorney General's office into potential criminal activity. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma State University is starting the search for a new president. The A&M Board of Regents says it hopes to name a new leader at OSU following Friday's announcement from President Hargis he would be retiring July 1st. President Hargis says running the university has been a highlight for him and his wife, Ann.
This has just been the time of our lives. Ann and I have absolutely loved it. It exceeded all of our expectations. If you ever get a chance to be a university president, do it.
Hargis spent 12 years at OSU overseeing more than 35,000 students and 7,000 employees on campus in Stillwater, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Okmulgee. He led a fundraising initiative raising more than $2 billion and adding 67,000 donors with the goal of transforming the university into a more competitive academic and athletic school. Hargis is the 18th president at the school, but only the 2nd to also be graduate of OSU. In sports, the Cowboys stay put in the polls while the Sooners return to the top 25. Oklahoma State is staying at 6th place in the Associated Press poll after beating its first-ranked team of the season with a 24-21 win over Iowa State on Saturday. The University of Oklahoma received a 24th place ranking after a 33-14 win over the TCU Horned Frogs. The Cowboys are staying home to host the University of Texas at 3 o'clock Saturday, while OU continues on the road traveling to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech at 7. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at kosu.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News every weekday.